The health of commercial real estate is tied to overall economic activity, and 2023 was a tough year for the sector. Last year, we saw total direct commercial property investment increase 3% to 17.2 billion rand, which is below the historic five-year average of 19.1 billion rand. And that's according to a recently released South African investment review by JLL Africa. The backdrop to this tough year for commercial property hardly needs repeating. There's been low economic growth, relatively sticky inflation of between 6.9% and 5.8% for the last 2 years, and that, of course, eats away at purchasing power. Then there's the high cost of capital. To discuss this report, we're joined by Peplos Sandri, Director of Capital Market Transactions at JLL Africa. JLL Africa is a property advisory company and brokerage. Welcome, Peplos. Can you give us a brief summary of the report, and what are the key findings?
Firstly, thank you for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to discuss our flagship research report. We've been conducting research for the past 8 years, tracking transaction activity in South Africa. The report focuses on direct property transactions of over 20 million rand. And in the eighth iteration of the report, we've seen some interesting trends emerge. And I guess that's what I'm here to discuss today.
All right. So I did read the report, and I see that there's no doubt that COVID, the lockdowns, and staff being allowed to work from both home and office, that impacted the property market. Are we seeing a return to a more normal condition?
In some of the subsectors, yes. I think the office subsector still has a way to go in terms of recovering and getting back to normal. We saw increased transaction volume over the past 2 years in the industrial sector as well as the retail sector. However, offices have seen a dramatic decrease in transaction volume across the provinces. And while it used to make up the largest portion of the investment market in South Africa, going back to 2016-17, it now languishes in second last place, just a little bit above alternatives, which we'll get into as we go along.
Reading through the report, I noticed the Western Cape's achieving record activity levels. How are we doing elsewhere in the country, and are we seeing the impact of semigration on the property market?
Yes, we are seeing the effects of semigration. The Western Cape has increased its market share of total market share, of total investment volume. It's gone up from around 10% to roughly a quarter of the total transaction volume in South Africa. And Gauteng, whereas it used to take up roughly three quarters of all transaction volume in South Africa, has decreased to roughly 50% of volume. And what is driving the decrease in total market share in Gauteng? It's mostly driven by the decline in office transactions. So office transactions have lost roughly 5 billion rand year on year over the period, below the average, and that's mostly coming out of the Gauteng portion of market share. However, Gauteng has seen an increase in the number of shopping centers sold and transacted in the last 2 years. It's an upward trend, and also in the industrial sector, Gauteng has seen an increase in volume post-COVID. The rest of South Africa and KZN have been relatively steady over the past 2 years coming out of COVID.
The one that astonished me is the Western Cape, the jump in market share from, was it 10% to 25% of the total country's property transaction value. Yeah. Why is that?
I think it's perceived to be a relatively stable part of the economy in South Africa. The municipalities are on a relative basis managed more effectively, and it's seen as an area where capital will appreciate, or the value of property will appreciate on a capital value per square meter basis. There's a higher GDP growth rate in the Western Cape relative to the other provinces. So there's growth, prospects are good, and growth is ultimately driven by demand, and demand in turn is driven by people and semigration and the increase in the number of people moving to the Western Cape. And a well-managed provincial and municipal government leads to the increase in investment in the province. investment increases there, it's got to move out from somewhere else, and it's moving from Gauteng to the Western Cape.
Right, so it does seem, and you say this in the report, that the level of activity is very much governed by economic growth. And economic growth in the Western Cape being higher, one would expect that you would start to see some uptick there, right? But let's break it down by sector, such as the demand for industrial, office, and retail. What trends are you seeing there?
One of the key trends we're seeing in industrial is the number of transactions. In the last 2 years, in both years, 2022 and 2023, we've seen a doubling in the count of transactions in the industrial sector over the past 2 years. And in the last year, between 2022 and 2023, the total investment volume increased by 15%, but the number of deals, it's much higher, which means there are smaller transactions happening, which is a consequence of smaller funds and owner-occupiers buying properties, much more so than in the past. And it's also symptomatic of the fact that there are fewer large investment-grade assets trading hands than in the past, which is in turn a function of the REIT sector really being inactive in transacting larger assets.
Okay, the REIT sector being the real estate investment trust sector.
Correct. So typically, if you go back to 2016, there would be net buyers. So they would make up more than 50% of the market from a buyer's perspective. Whereas now they're net sellers and have been for a number of years now. They're more than 50% of sales are coming from the REIT sector. And that's a function of them disposing of non-core assets in the majority to alleviate pressure on their balance sheets and reduce loan-to-value ratios so that they comply with the listing regulations.
Gauteng seems to be doing poorly in terms of office sales. Is this to be expected? I mean, we are talking about the industrial hub of the country. Well, why is that happening?
Well, it's somewhat prevalent throughout developed markets. The office sector in Europe, in Berlin, in Paris, in London, has come off, and in the US for that matter, has come off dramatically. And it's the same in South Africa. We used to average between 5 and 7 billion rand a year in transaction volume in the office sector. It's now dropped to just below 2 billion, which is a dramatic drop-off, and it's been coming off year on year. It's almost sort of a perfect storm in the sector, really. Large corporates after COVID have seen that return to work has been somewhat slow. They don't require as much space as they used to. We've also seen a large amount of supply come onto the market in the South African office market, and somewhat oversupplied at the time of COVID and hasn't really recovered since. There's a large move to, some well-known nodes, corporates downsizing and taking up less space, leaving quite a bit of vacancy in Sandton and other, areas, prominent areas, and secondary nodes have taken a lot of strain, where B-grade offices and C-grade offices aren't being filled as, corporates downsize to premium-grade office space. So transaction volume is at an all-time low. There's one investment-grade sale with a long-term lease in place last year, and the recovery in the office segment in investment sales, it will take some time. It's probably reaching the bottom of the cycle from an office perspective and should pick up in the medium term.
And yet the Western Cape office sector doing much better.
Yeah, there's very little vacancy in the premium portion of the market. A large investment sale was announced at mid-year last year and will come through in the investment sales data in 2024. And even, B and C grade space is taken up largely by BPOs. Business process outsourcing companies, call centers. They've relocated a large portion of their workforce to the Western Cape from other countries, and there's a strategic drive from a lot of large multinational BPOs to place a call center in Cape Town. It's moving north. It's moving to, there's obviously in Umhlanga, there's a large call center occupier market, and then in Gauteng, it should in the medium term they should start to relocate to certain areas within Gauteng as well. And another interesting trend out of the Western Cape, out of Cape Town, is the heritage buildings are being bought up with in Adderley Street, Brea Street, Long Street, with a view to urban renewal and a high capital values per square meter. So across the board in the Western Cape, the office sector, in terms of smaller deals, is doing relatively well.
Going back to COVID again, I mean, one of the findings in the report is that the alternative property investments are doing quite well. I'm talking here, when we talk alternatives, about a student accommodation, the filling stations, data centers, which you've just been talking about. Why is that? Why is alternative picking up so much of the slack?
So in the alternative subcategory of investments, we've seen a steady growth over the past 4 or 5 years. In 2021, there were major student accommodation deals that happened, driving up volume. Since then, there's been a bit of a drop-off because those deals were substantial, over 4 billion rand worth in two platform sales. We've seen a mixed bag, really, in terms of the majority stake in the alternative space. Last 2022, we saw a number of filling stations trade hands, over a dozen. This year, we've saw over half a dozen hotels trade hands. So in the alternative space...
Is that across the country?
Across the country.
Mm-hmm.
In the alternative space, because these are nascent, new sectors, really developing sectors, data centers, for instance, the secondary market for data centers isn't there yet. Most of these data centers that are being developed are tightly held by the occupier, and the land is bought by the occupier, and then the development is done by the ultimate occupier of the data center. Will a secondary market emerge whereby data centers are disposed of with leases in place and traded? If the developed markets are anything to go by, yes, but that's some way off. We're seeing an operationally intensive asset classes like student accommodation with a high element of operational expertise, etc. The hospitality sector also has a high degree of management intensity behind the income streams. We're seeing slow and steady progress as those benchmarks around operating costs, etc., emerge and are established. We'll see those asset classes take up more and more market share. There's no doubt. We've seen it in the developed markets, in the US, in the UK, etc. These alternative asset classes are taking up more and more market share. It should happen in South Africa. Last year, I would say, would be the return of the hospitality sector, where there were really no major transactions in 2021, 22, and the aftermath of COVID, as the income streams in those hotels were uncertain at that point. They've come out, and we've seen a number of hospitality deals, you know, concluding last year, and a number to conclude this year, which is encouraging for the sector, and it shows that the hospitality sector or hotels have emerged out of COVID and are recovering.
We're going to leave it there. Some fascinating, encouraging, and also some rather alarming trends coming from this report. That was Pepler Sondri, Director, Capital Market Transactions at JLL Africa.